Birth control is a human right.
Birth control is a human right.
Birth control is a human right.
Birth control.
Dozens gather on the sidewalk across from the Alaska State Capitol building, holding pink and cardboard signs saying, "Healthcare is a right, not a privilege," and "Reproductive freedom by any means necessary." And about half the group are teenagers who can't vote yet. For Juno Douglas High School Yada'at Katle senior Nova Breaks Hines, the specter of limited reproductive care has haunted her for 2 years, and her family for longer.
My mom was a teen mother and didn't really have the right to choose, and Roe v. Wade is something that's been affecting me since I was 15, and it got overturned. So it's just really important to me.
She says she wants to have control over her own future.
I am a really hardworking student, and I do a lot of things to try to make the best future for myself. And so the idea that that could be stripped away from me at any moment, even if it's not my choice, is really terrifying for me and a lot of young women.
And she says that when she can, she'll vote the politicians who are trying to take that away out of office. House Bill 17 would have required health insurance companies to provide birth control for 12 months at a time. Now they only cover 1 to 3 months before patients would have to return to the pharmacy or provider. And while going back to the pharmacy regularly is inconvenient for people in larger cities, it can be impossible in rural communities. Supanika Ordonez says. She was at the protest too.
And there's a big difference when you can get a year's worth of prescription versus just like month at a time. Especially if you don't have access to a pharmacy, it's really prohibitive to like have to keep going back.
Juno representative Sarah Hannon, who's a Democrat, says that for people working and living in remote communities, the delays in receiving their prescriptions could lead to lapses in taking the medication, which impacts its effectiveness.
But across Alaska, the de facto norm is mail out prescriptions. And we know if there's a mail delay and you can't get a renewal till 90 days and they don't send it till day 87 and the mail doesn't get there till it's day 92 and you've had a 5-day gap in your contraceptive, that's a problem.
And she says she's frustrated by the veto because she thought the legislature had worked out any concerns with the bill in the many years it spent in committee. It also had bipartisan support.
So I think because this bill had been worked on for 8 years, right? This wasn't its first rodeo. I've been in the legislature 3 terms. It had already been there before I got elected. And I think we believed that those concerns had been addressed. This isn't introducing any new process or techniques. It's just giving a consumer an access to a drug that they need.
In a statement, a spokesperson for Dunleavy told Alaska Public Media that, quote, "Contraceptives are widely available, and compelling insurance companies to provide mandatory coverage for a year is bad policy," end quote. But Juno Senator Jesse Heal, also a Democrat, says the veto doesn't make sense, and it wasn't expected.
It was an incomprehensible veto, and you can hear people are really upset about it. They should be.
In Juno, I'm Yvonne Crumery.
We say pro-choice.